Hashtag tech for good. Hashtag synthesis technologies.
Joining us at Synthesis in our makeshift studio is Nassim and Drikus. Now, I happen to know, I have here on my notes, guys, that you two are the comedy act here at Synthesis. Is this true?
I don't know about that, but what I can tell you, I was driving in this morning, and I heard that some famous actor was murdered.
Actress.
Actress. Reese something.
Witherspoon.
No, it was with a knife.
Oh, no, stop it, you two. That's terrible. And it's untrue, right?
No, it's untrue. Yeah.
All right, you know, that's how rumors get started.
But, yes. I mean, I also heard this article that there was a frog, and its car broke down, so it had to be towed away.
Oh my God! So now, what are we going to do with these guys? I don't know. This is. So is it true that you start every team meeting with a dad joke?
Yes.
Right. Oh, so give me an example of one.
You can't do that.
Oh, we certainly can. This is live radio. We can do it everywhere.
Okay, you guys have something in common.
What's that?
Dad jokes.
I don't do dad jokes.
He steals it from me.
I certainly do not. That would imply that they're reasonable.
Do you know why a bicycle can't stand on its own?
No.
Because it's too tired.
Wow. See, this is the problem.
Howard, what's brown and sticky?
I don't know.
A stick.
Oh.
It gets worse.
It does get worse. Look, it's not improving.
I got no
it's, it's definitely not improving the standards. So this is definitely a little bit of a problem. So there you have it, 34519 or 0618951019. This appears to be the dad joke slot, which all that was absolutely not meant to happen. All right, we'd love to hear from you, 34519 or 0618951019. But despite being particularly unfunny, the Nassim and Drikus have been involved in an amazing, amazing initiative, an amazing project. We've in fact, Zanati, spoken to Eldra Jordan before on our show, and he's of course the CEO of GovChat. You guys are actually, I mean, it's hard to believe, but you're the brains behind the technology.
You need to set the flag. We just don't get it.
It really isn't. It you know, they do say that truth is stranger than fiction, but there you have it. So tell us about GovChat. What is GovChat?
I'm going to see if you can go. I'm still hurt.
All right, lucky you're not sensitive. Yeah,
I think when the client came to us and said we need a way to build a solution to allow citizens to communicate, and I think the easiest way to say it was, we need a chat application and we need a map, and that's it. It's the ability to chat using WhatsApp, Facebook, Messenger, and we plot that information on a map.
Right. And the idea is for citizens to be able to communicate with government around services, and for government to be able to track how well municipalities are doing.
That's correct. So I think the easiest way to understand is it's an accountability tool. Mm-hmm. It's citizens provide the input into, as in what is happening in their local communities.
Right.
We aggregate the data and then you build out reports and forward it on to people that may be able to do something.
Right, right. And has it gone live?
It is live from...
It has gone live?
We found it on Facebook.
You found out on
Facebook? Or was it a radio show?
Radio show.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay.
It went live.
Right. But obviously, you know, we're not going to do public griping, you know, on this show, because that's not who we are.
This is a family.
It's a family. All right, so Drikus, just tell us what that's been like for you, starting off right in the beginning of the technology. A client comes to you, a customer comes to you, you actualize it, you build it, and now... people are starting to use it. It's got to be a strange feeling.
Yeah, it's very exciting. That's why I'm allowed to make dad jokes.
Oh, is that why?
That's the reason.
So you get a dispensation.
Yeah.
Per success.
This is my child.
Right. This is your baby. Yeah.
No, it was very exciting. It was a lot of fun. Great opportunity. I was in a position where we could make a lot of technology decisions. We drove the technology. We were able to use a lot of really cool, exciting, up-and-coming technology to build it. So it was a fun, exciting time, and now that it's live, it's a bit scary. people out there using it, but it's very, very interesting, and that is a project with a lot of potential to make a big difference in the world.
Yeah, so. It is one of those projects, and that's what Zanati and I felt when we spoke to Eldred in studio some months ago.
And the fact that there's some level of accountability as well, I absolutely love that.
Yeah, and effectively what it means for anybody who has no idea what we're talking about, and I get that, really what it means is, for example, you're driving along the street and you see a pothole, you want to report it. Today we actually have no idea until now who to report it to, so here you'll be able to go onto a WhatsApp really and just interact with a bot, right, and that bot has a personality, doesn't it?
Yes.
And
you can't mention names. We'll just look.
We'll just
point our fingers. Then.
So interestingly enough, after Eldred's visit to studio, they looked at using Zanati as a almost like a personality around the bot. How does it feel to be a bot?
I don't know. Like, how am I supposed to feel?
I think you're meant to feel anything. I don't think bots feel the thing.
Yeah, I know.
Right. So I think
we wanted to use me initially, but they said that's too bot-like.
That's true. That came for a human.
So you wanted a bot with
personality.
Right.
And sarcasm doesn't have a font.
Yeah. Sarcastic italics.
It's true that there is no font for sarcasm. I've learned that the hard way. Right. It hasn't necessarily worked for me. And hold on. Do you use emojis in communication?
We accept emojis.
What's the right answer?
Oh, whichever you like. There we go. Exactly. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up emoji.
That is exactly what the right answer is. Time is 8:17. Is building and developing a technology, and going back to the whole dad joke story, is it difficult to let that go and move on to another project, or does it always kind of remain with you?
We're not moving on to another project anytime soon.
All right, so denial is a very important factor here as well, right?
Eldred has a tight grip on us.
He's got a tight grip. He knows Mike. He's got Mike's personal number, so...
Okay, so there you have it. Karen saying there's a bad pothole by Berkswell Road. Well, go on to GovChat, and you could actually report it there.
Yes, we can do that.
All right, so that's what people need to do. How do they find GovChat? It's a matter of interest.
We need to give them the number.
So can you do that?
I can.
Yes. So what, do you add the number on your WhatsApp?
You actually just simply add it to your WhatsApp. It's the most incredible
thing.
And then you can interact with it. So you see a street light not working. This is how you add it. Just add it as a telephone number. What we'll do is we'll put it on the Facebook page, and I'll tweet it as well. You can follow me at Howard Feldman. But that was just a cheap way to get additional followers. But if you want, you can write this number down: 082-046-8553. Add it as a normal contact, and once that GovChat is added, you should be able to use it.
Or can you get it as an app as well, or is it just the WhatsApp?
So the idea initially was an app, but for now the communication channel is WhatsApp. People chat with WhatsApp. You want to log a light out, a bottle. Just WhatsApp the problem, and we will do the rest reporting to the municipality of choice.
I love that.
So
really incredible. All right, before I let you guys go, final dad joke.
Don't text and drive. Howard, why do you never see elephants hiding in trees?
Why do you never see elephants hiding in trees? Because
they're that good.
That is terrible. Because they're that good, Zanati. No, Zanati. No, I can't either. But that's
yours.
That is so rude. That is so rude. Worse than mine.
I'm upset that you only gave us 10 minutes.
But we couldn't handle more.
Yeah, no.
We really couldn't handle more. That's our Sim and Drickus. They've been involved in the GovChat project here at Synthesis.